Halloween edition of the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
That was my Herman Munster laugh.
We had both Fred Gwynn and Bert Lahr here at the same time. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Well Hungarians. Great band to go see live every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge there. And every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge and amazing food. Go check out the Well Hungarians, and I'll tell you in a couple of minutes where they're playing this weekend. That after we play the Harris Challenge. The phone lines are lighting up right now, and you can get in there if you've not been on the show in the last 30 days. All you got to do is call 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and cell phones can get in here at *KTRS. Before we play the challenge, just a quick plug for next week. I will be doing the McGraw Live in the Morning Millhaven show Tuesday and Wednesday from 6 to 10 a.m.
Do you have to bring your own makeup person, or do they have that provided?
I have to do my own makeup.
Your own powder.
Fortunately, I have some still from the days when I used to be on KMOX and then do KMOV TV.
Sure.
You know, the days when I would get off the air at 6 o'clock and have to be on TV 4 minutes later, at the run to the bathroom, put the makeup on, and then, "Hi, Larry!" Back in the days when Larry and I both worked at Channel 4. I probably have that around, and I'll have that before I go do McGraw Live in the Morning Millhaven show on Tuesday. So that'll be Election Day. So that'll be interesting. Probably have to do some political stuff.
Your favorite?
Yeah. Well, it's exactly like the stuff that goes on this show. Full-time political analysis.
Yes.
And an insight from pundits. And, So that'll be next week. I think Carney's doing the show on Monday. Maybe he'll just exhaust all the politics on Monday, and I won't have to do any on Tuesday. Who am I kidding? Let's go.
Welcome
to the phone.
Polling Place Tuesday.
Which restaurant would you have delivered to your polling place? That's very funny.
Let's all vote.
As well.
Let's meet our first contestant today for the Harris Challenge. Hello, George.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Project manager for a nationwide computer company.
Okay. Let's start on the semi-random category computer, and we'll see which categories and questions come spilling out. Led, as always, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Or category two, Madison's not-named Bumgarner. So there'll be Madisons in this category, but none of them will have been the MVP of this year's World Series. And category three for Halloween, the women of horror. Which one would you like?
Number one.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask George five questions in 60 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-point questions. That's a total of 15 points that he can get, but he doesn't have to get them all. Just halfway through, wins him the prize. 8 or better gets him a fabulous prize package chosen for him, especially by this guy.
Right you are, Paul.
Please don't.
Right,
there
Paul.
There you go.
We have 1 dozen free donuts from the
donuts.
Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations,
donuts.
One in Florissant and one in Cottleville. And from Werrenberg Theaters.
Werrenberg.
We have free movie passes. You might want to see John Wick. We have the Glenn Campbell, the documentary on Glenn Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I'll Be Me.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, We have The Judge, and we have a couple other ones.
Okay.
Plus, we have a free bowling party.
You know what? You can't expect to do better from the Brooklyn side.
No, you can't.
And anybody who's ever gone across to the other side to see Brooklyn, you know that's not good.
That's right, dude.
10-pin wrap.
This bowling party includes 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane, a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company, and it's available at Crest Bowl in Florissant, or you can use it at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
And by the way, when you use this and you have 6 people, go ahead and get 12 shoes. You know, don't just go in there and go give me three or four shoes. No, go ahead and get 12 shoes. It's all included in the prize package.
Right.
By the way, George, if you get all your questions right for the full 15-point clean sweep, you'll get all of the prizes for a package valued at well over
$1 million.
All right, those are the rules of the Harris Challenge. The category you've chosen is, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state is nurse Casey Hickox refusing to remain quarantined over fear she has Ebola?
Yikes. Washington.
Maine. Something called Antares blew up in Virginia this week. What was it?
Half.
Why have the residents of Paloa, Hawaii fled their town?
Volcano eruption.
Correct. This week, Tim Cook became the first CEO of a Fortune 500 company to come out as gay. What company does he run?
The Coke Company.
Apple. What did Starbucks announce that it'll start doing next year? Using only fair trade coffee beans, making deliveries, or accept Apple Pay from iPhone owners?
Making deliveries.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Something called Antares blew up in Virginia this week. What was it?
Oh, I'm going to guess. Fireworks.
No, it was a rocket that was taking supplies to the International Space Station. I think it was on Tuesday afternoon it was taking off. A NASA contractor named Orbital Sciences, they decided there was something wrong with it just after liftoff, and so somebody hit the self-destruct button.
Now I know it.
Now you know.
Oh, man.
It's been a bad week for space stuff. Just this afternoon, Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two had what they called an anomaly in flight and ended up crashing, I think, in Arizona. So bad news for the space race this week, but let's see how you did here. You got 3 for the lava flow from the Kilauea volcano and 5 for Starbucks making deliveries, and that's 8 points for a win, George.
Sweet.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet contestant number 2. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not much to say except it's the weekend.
Yay. Which Yay. Category do you want? Madison's Not Named Bumgarner, The Women of Horror, or also for Halloween, I Want Candy.
Let's try the candy.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Scott, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which came first, Milky Way or Mounds?
Milky Way.
Mounds. What Halloween candy was created by the Wonderly Candy Company in the 1880s?
Candy corn.
Correct. What kind of candy did Ronald Reagan keep in a jar on his desk in the Oval Office?
Jelly beans.
Correct. Within 20 years, when did Tootsie Rolls make their debut?
1918?
You're not within 20 years. It was 1896. That was 22 years before your 1918. Halloween is the number one holiday for candy sales. Which holiday is second?
Valentine's Day.
That's what I would have thought. It's wrong. It's Easter. Easter is number 2. By the way, Mounds, 1923. Milky Way, 1924. Let's see how you did here. You got 2 for candy
corn. So what'd I win?
Well, let's see. You got 2 for candy corn, which is the most disgusting Halloween candy ever created by man.
Unless you put it with peanuts.
Unless you put it with peanuts.
With peanuts. It tastes like candy corn and peanuts together. It tastes like a Payday candy bar.
Why would you ruin perfectly good peanuts by putting candy corn in there? You know what? You know what happens if you don't put the candy corn in there? It tastes like peanuts.
I know, but if you like a Payday, it tastes like a Payday.
All right, stop saying Payday.
Payday.
You got the 2 and the 3 for jelly beans, but that's only 5, Scott. And so I do have to punish you. I looked around in my digital files at home for something Halloween related. And I thought, well, you know, this is the time of the year that some women are going to dress up as witches. Some will be wholesome witches. Some will be not so wholesome witches. But none of them wants to have Klaus Nomi sing about them.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. The wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy heads. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
She's moving, where the wicked's moving. Moving, moving,
Okay, okay, okay. Dan, how many times do we have to say it? When the chorus comes in, the song goes out.
Yes.
It never helps to have the chorus come in and help you on a horrible song. Well, not a bad song, just a horrible version of it. Scott, I'm sorry you put us through that.
See you next month.
All right. Have a good Halloween. Thanks for playing. Here comes our third contestant. Hello, Kara.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just moved across the river to Kirkwood, so yay, I like Kirkwood.
Welcome to Missouri.
Thank you.
Assuming that's the river you're talking about, maybe you moved across the Merrimack, I don't know. Or maybe you lived in St. Charles before. Welcome to the other side of the Missouri.
No, I used to live in Illinois.
Okay. Which category would you like? We have Madison's Not Named Bumgarner, The Women of Horror, or our third category is now Classic Scary Movies for Halloween.
Oh, brother. I guess the classic Halloween movies.
Okay. These are not Halloween movies. These are just scary movies.
Oh, okay, scary movies. Okay.
All right, Kara, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What movie was about a house invaded by unfriendly spirits and included the line, "They're here"?
Poltergeist.
Correct. In what movie did Sissy Spacek play a high school senior who wrecks the prom with her telekinetic powers? Carrie is right. In what movie did Mia Farrow give birth to Satan's spawn?
Omen.
Rosemary's Baby.
Ugh.
What movie was about creatures that you should never get wet and never feed after midnight?
Gremlins.
Correct. What movie, known for its shaky camera work, took place in the woods in Maryland?
The Blair Witch Project.
That is correct. Now I do it before I total this up here. I do have to ask Dan back to that Rosemary's Baby question. There has to be a rock band named Satan's Spawn somewhere, right?
Oh, I'll bet you. I'm sure there is.
If there isn't, go ahead and take that for your own. If you're starting up a band,
yeah.
Mom and Dad will be so proud.
They have to be a metal band or something, or one of those screamo bands.
You cannot be a smooth jazz band.
No, you don't.
No, ladies and gentlemen, before Kenny G comes out, let's introduce to you Satan's Spawn.
Hi, everybody.
By the way, I almost said Mom and Proud will be so dad. I'll admit it. On this show, we don't screw up and then pretend it didn't happen. We point out our errors.
Yeah, and laugh at the person.
Yes. What surprises me is that no one else did it, pointing out my error.
I didn't even notice.
Kara, don't go carry on me. You got everything but the three-pointer for 12 points and a win. Congratulations.
Yay, I don't have to hear that song again.
No, well, maybe not. We'll
Hopefully
see.
Not.
We'll see what happens with the next two contestants. Have a great Halloween.
Okay, thank you.
Here comes our fourth contestant, another guy named Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Harvey?
Harris.
Tell me about yourself with your tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Next Friday, I'm doing a comedy show at the Elks Lodge in Arnold.
Do they know?
Come on down.
Do they know that you're doing a show, or are you just showing up?
I'm just going to show up and wish for the best.
The pop-up stand-up. Ben, we have two categories left. Madison's Not Named Bumgarner or The Women of Horror?
I choose my ex-wife, The Women of Horror.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the 12-year-old girl who spun her head around in The Exorcist?
My ex-wife.
Is that a pass?
No, that's the answer.
What actress who, it was Linda Blair, what actress who was married to Jeff Goldblum at the time co-starred with him in the 1986 remake of The Fly?
I have no idea.
Three-pointer, who got a reputation as the Scream Queen after starring in the movie Halloween?
That's my new wife.
Is there any reason going on here, Ben?
I really don't know it. I have no idea what the answers are.
I've discerned that. But here's the four-pointer. Who starred as the only remaining crew member of Alien?
Sigourney Weaver.
Correct. Which member of the Friends cast starred in the Scream movies?
Heather Locklear.
Oh, that's so wrong. Courtney Cox. Scream Queen was Jamie Lee Curtis, and The Fly was Gina Davis. Ben, Ben, for only one answer and 4 points, you have earned this.
Rio, sing it high, sing it low. Let them know their wicked witch is dead.
That's beautiful.
Does Klaus come back and sing some more? I don't know. That's enough. Ben, good luck with the gig. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
And here's our final contestant. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott. Which category would you like? We have Madison's Not Named Bumgarner or Madison's Not Named Bumgarner. Your choice.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. Let's try Madison's Not Named Bumgarner.
I don't think I would have gone with that one, but okay, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the first name of the Madison who is known as the father of our Constitution?
James Madison.
James Madison is right. What state's capital is Madison?
Wisconsin.
Correct. In what movie did Daryl Hannah tell Tom Hanks her character's name was Madison? In what state did the book and movie Bridges Over Madison County take place?
Pass.
When did the U.S. Supreme Court decide a famous case called Marbury versus Madison? Was it 1803, 1903, or 2003?
1903.
In what movie did Daryl Hannah tell Tom Hanks her character's name was Madison?
Splash.
Splash is right. In what state did the book and movie Bridges Over Madison County take place? I'll give you a hint. It borders Missouri.
Illinois.
Did you say Illinois?
Yeah.
You should have said Iowa. Sorry about that, Scott.
Oh, well.
By the way, Marbury versus Madison held that Congress cannot pass laws that are contrary to the Constitution, not to be confused with our current Congress, which can't pass laws.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, you got the one. You got the one, the two, and the three for 6 points. And yes, you have to be Klaus Nomead as well. Hey, Tiny Tim just called and he said, if I wasn't dead, this would kill me. All right.
Thanks, guys.
I hope you have a great Halloween. Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, right around 5:15 Central Time. I say that because people are listening to the KTRS app all over the country, and in fact, all over the world. You can download it for free from the App Store or the Android store, and while you're there, why not get the app that tells you where the Well Hungarians are playing? Because they've got their own app and their own website, wellhungarians.net. If you went to it right now, you'd find out that tomorrow night they're at the Mile 277 Tap and Grill in Sunset Hills, Missouri, and there's great food there as well. Thanks to the Well Hungarians for sponsoring the Harris Challenge every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.